legislated by the DEP, of course, we can, but the state's responsibility for that, or should we, we can, set opposed to the state. But that's what they should do.
That wasn't settled a case.
No, not settled.
That was not to file an action. Remember, they were about to file a lawsuit. And,
How do we know about it?
Flanagan found out about it.
You can't tell me.
I can't tell you about it. I forgot the details.
Why didn't we think they should file an action?
Well,
sure, what's your favorite reason?
We had a runaway and a trust evasion at that point.
Yep.
And
I can raise an hell of a McGuire.
That's right.
I said, now this is violation of the
on rules. On policy. Not on.
Basically, that was the point. It's a violation of the rules that I laid on McGuire.
And I will testify to my dying day that our approach to antitrust cases has offered virtually without variation been on policy rather than the merits of an individual case.
Wasn't that case?
There was one exception to that, and that was that Granite City Steel case, where we criticized their analysis, Council of Economic Advisors did, and we went back on them on the specific case rather than just the general policy involved. But that was on a factual issue.
What the hell is it, John?
I think he felt, and I have not talked to him about this, but I think he felt that if he involved himself in this case at all, in Mitchell's behalf, that eventually it would have tainted the whole proceeding and maybe redounded to Mitchell's disadvantage. And
well, I suppose that's
right. That Mitchell's best chance.
Not thinking of Mitchell's behalf, but I'm just thinking of just so that we would even care, what kind of know how it falls on some civil line.
Well,
I'm trying to cover the son of a bitch.
Well, that's true. That's
true. That he didn't help on either. All you were asking the general question, what's going on?
Yep. This is kind of interesting. I may have told you about this, but the U.S. attorney now feels that Dean overreached them by providing information out of the grand jury to the committee for the re-election. I think that may be a legitimate criticism if he in fact did that. On the other hand, for him to provide us with information inside for the orderly operation of the government is another matter. That's two quite different things. If you peddle information from a grand jury to the outside, or if you peddle it inside to people who are responsible. Oh, that was, let me think.
Where are the grand jury at that point?
He had information on who was going to be called as witnesses, so that apparently Marty was able to get around and coach witnesses. Some cases, Marty, I guess, is very heavy-handed about it.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, well, there's something wrong with
he was not their attorney, that's the problem.
Well, no, the problem is he asked him to say things that weren't true.
Oh.
I say coach, I use the word loosely. Apparently passed money to quite a lot of the information.
I thought John Lundy let it take money.
Yeah, apparently he does. Well, I don't mean that. I mean to pay for equipment and to
pay for the QA. He's in the whole deal.
That's right.
Why the hell did the grand jury recognize him?
Well, because they didn't have the evidence. There was a cover story, which Marty and others cooked up. We're a little afraid to get too far out on a limb on this because they think something's going on with the committee negotiations and so on. And there's no new news breaking. And so they're kind of waiting.
But they'll get a full time to get the grand jury.
Well, sure. But now is a good time for us to fill that vacuum.
Oh, yes, a little news.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what other things are going on.
Yeah.
I read the, I guess it's not the front page, the Hank Johnson Twitter story today about the majority of all mail.
I haven't had a chance to read that. I saw the headline.
It's not corroborated, of course, but count. But they said that their survey of the country all showed that the president's support, at first, their support regarding the war was not good. It began to summon up. The economy is a problem, which we agree about. People were writing, and the issue was that they're raising the issue. Why are you? Well, now, it made confidence. But God, that is just not true.
Yeah.
Of course, Gallup went up tomorrow and showed it. Interesting thing, another poll out there. Look, you can't go to the poll. You can't go to this. You can't go to any better.
That's just
a pervasive issue. This is what the tourists are. I go in and out of the damn hotel there and I yell at Watergate. Watergate tells about Watergate. It's curious thing. It's a hell of a Washington story.
And Haynes Johnson, of course, is notorious for finding what he's looking for. Remember after the election and that great national survey.
Yes, also the first bomb to his practically killed to the first bomb to the Lord's government.
Well, yes, that he says in the same piece that these people are not holding the government.
No,
corruption out of the
But it's we go through these cycles too, John. I mean, this is a little more
I'd love to. I don't know if he'd take it, but
not very smart.
Oh, I think he's fine.
Why did you do that? Why did you play it?
I have any idea. It's one of the things I'll talk to Ron about.
This way. Were you wondering in the White House?
I don't know. Let me talk to Ron and see where he's
at.
He's a nice guy, and he's fair, and he's for us. You know, in a pinch. He's bangers, but I think basically he's for us. He's basically an ethnic. It occurred to me that maybe we could put him with Balzano, and he could help that operation.
I would agree. He's more disciplined. I guess you can't put him with Ron. Ron, he's a stronger guy. I'm a bit more.
Nick could do that.
Nick
is not. He's too erratic.
He could work very nicely, but with Balzano, yes.
I'll talk to Ron.
See what we can do. If he can get something. The other would be USIA, the
Emperor,
or so forth. Be sure he knows that you brought my attention and that we're winning.
All right.
If he's not, and it'll take some time.
I also saw Renfrey last night.
Oh, God.
And Bruce smoke up his ass. No, he's very happy because I let him write you that long letter. And I told him you'd read it and that you were astonished at his statistical display and so on. So,
I'm sure you're right. I didn't get the other papers, the economic papers that come down to me. Are the birds ever get one too?
Yes, and I thought I had sent them to you. I'll bring them over to the EOB. I've got my set. I'll bring them over to the EOB after your clear claims. Yeah, you should. You should read them.
So that I can get how many do we want to have a meeting? I know this bird is not on the schedule. Shows.
Should have a meeting right away.
Should?
Should.
Alright. We're ready.
Right. And I think where you're going to come out is to just keep going the way you are.
Really?
Yep. That's my suspicion. But.
Burns
is back to phase two.
Yep. Make sure I'm not.
No, I'm not. I tell you, I think that the weight of the evidence in this thing is that we have a PR problem. We have a huge PR problem. And that back to phase two is a PR device, not an economic device. That you're probably doing the right thing from an economic standpoint. And that we've got to do something from a PR standpoint better than we're doing. Well, I don't think it's to go back to setting up a wage board and a price board and all that stuff. I think it's to do a much better job of PR.
On phase three.
And that means devising a spokesman. And I'm thinking of bringing in a guy like McCloskey at the State Department is the foreign affairs spokesman, even though Kissinger operates foreign affairs from here. Somebody in the Treasury Department who is the foreign affairs, who is the economic spokesman, like McCloskey, an analogy like that, and a guy who's out there banging the press every day about the economy. And
too bad that Renfrey doesn't agree with him. He'd be great.
He would be magnificent if you could get him just to talk and not to do anything else, you know, not to get into the policy itself. The trouble is he's such a strong personality and so erratic. Yeah. But there must be a guy who is able, who can win the confidence of the financial press. And the reason I put him in Treasury is so he can work on the Shanahans and the Dales and the Rowlands and that ilk. And so, I don't know, maybe I oversimplify this, but that seems to be
what everybody's saying. Thanks, Peter. I also do.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know if he'd take it, but
I'd love to. I don't know if he'd take it, but,
Not very smart.
Oh.
Not very smart.
Oh, I think he's... I think he's fine.
Fine. Why would you...
I have any idea. It's one of the things I'll talk to Ron. Let me talk around and see what he's
Nice guy.
He's a nice guy, and he's... Let me talk there and look around and see what he's
Nice guy.
He's for us. He's a nice guy, in a pinch, and he's fair, and he's bangus, but I think basically he's for us. It occurred to me that maybe we could put him with Balzano. We have a PR problem. We have a huge PR problem. We have a huge PR problem. And that's back to phase two, and that's back to phase a PR device, not an economic two is a PR device, not an economic device. Economic device. That you're probably doing the right thing from an economic standpoint. You're probably doing the right thing from a standpoint. Economic standpoint. And that we've got to do something. And that we've got to do something from a PR standpoint, better than we're doing from a PR standpoint. Better than we're doing. Well, I don't think it's to go back to setting up a wage board and a price board and all that stuff. I think it's to do a much better job of PR.
On phase three.
And that means devising a spokesman. And I'm thinking of bringing in a guy like McCloskey at the State Department is the Foreign Affairs spokesman. Even though Kissinger operates foreign affairs from here. Somebody in the Treasury Department who is the economic spokesman, like McCloskey, an analogy like that, and a guy who's out there banging the press every day about the economy. He would be magnificent if you could get him just to talk and not to do anything else, not to get into the policy itself. The trouble is he's such a strong personality and so erratic. But there must be a guy who can win the confidence of the financial press. The reason I'm putting the Treasury so he could work on the Shanahans and the Dales and the Rollins and that ilk.
Maybe I oversimplify this, but that seems to be what everybody's saying. Thanks, Peter. Okay. What everybody's saying.